FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, that's right. Doing it right tonight, Tom. And thank you to the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show for sharing their leftover Krispy Kremes with us. We've been devouring some of those.
Yeah,
we didn't get any on this show because, well, don't know why. But we've got some.
Thanks,
now.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. But
send
them through.
Every other radio show in the whole building that's on the other radio station that's in here, they also received Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
Their night show got some.
Thanks to James, the assistant producer.
He's such a good mentor to our producer, Bell, isn't he?
Young James, he does a great job. And he's really teaching Bell some stuff, which she hates.
Hey, we'll get you to make it saucy very soon. We played that last week,
and it's
very exciting. Actually, I should just play this.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Oh, yeah, that's not far away. But up next, Ollie, you've got an item that I think is going to help your sex life. You've purchased an item recently that I think can help.
I know what it is.
And
it's the Dr. Harry hat. It's pretty sexy.
And after this, I want to put the call out so that everyone can help you to have a, in inverted commas, good time.
What are you talking about? I'm actually confused now.
Well, you'll find out next. This is Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine.
You give love a bad name, Bon Jovi, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And yes, I'm sorry for my inflammatory comments about pugs. But look, I've done the press conference. It's on Facebook, so go see it. You know, that's all I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Go and see it. And Tom, just be humble and be nice.
Look, yeah, I'll refrain from saying that pugs are ugly dogs.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Well, I just want to talk about something that you recently acquired, something that you recently purchased in Naughty After Nine.
Okay.
I mean, what
if... I'm worried about this. So I'm worried, so I'm bracing myself with another Krispy Kreme Oreo donut and a glass of milk just to settle my nerves.
What have you recently attained?
Are you talking about my Garmin watch, my sexy sports watch?
Are you saying
that can add to my sex life? Because I can see what you're saying.
Although someone on Facebook did say that they did masturbate with their watch on and their Garmin did say that they ran 4K.
1.4K.
1.4K.
Let's not go crazy. A 4K masturbate would be very big.
That would be like my Sunday sesh that I had back in the day.
Yeah, it was a 6 hour. But Tom, so it's not the watch.
It's not the watch.
But although, interestingly, can I record my sex activities as a workout?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Can you?
Yeah, okay. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But we won't go into that. What else have you acquired in your life recently, Ollie, that you like?
What else have I acquired?
What have you got?
Not the hat?
Not the hat. Not the Dr. Harry hat.
Dr. Harry hat.
Ollie, I'm talking about the two-piece Makita hammer drill and impact driver drill kit.
Yes, I have got a Makita drill, Tom, and I'm happy to give you any advice that you need about drills. Let me know.
What's going on here? Because why have you got a Makita two-piece hammer drill and impact driver drill kit?
Why are we doing this in Naughty After Nine? I'm not you. I haven't bought it to shove it up somewhere and go, oh, how good's this experience?
Well, what have you got it for then?
Mate, drilling and stuff.
Yeah, what are you drilling?
You
are not the drilling type.
I got projects.
What are your projects?
I'm getting projects. As we speak, I'm thinking of projects.
I don't know about you, but this sounds like a man who's bought a drill. He doesn't have any public reason for it. All I'm saying is a drill, I'm guessing, is your homemade sex toy. That's what I'm saying here. I'm saying that you've bought the two-piece Makita hammer and drill.
You don't even know what it is. A hammer drill and impact driver.
Drill
and
kit.
I know what you think about impact driver and you're getting thoughts about that.
Oh, you're using it in the bedroom. That's what I'm asking.
I'm actually using it. If you must know, my first project number one, is to build a herb garden out of a pellet. So take that. That's right. Bit of parsley and basil in an upstanding pellet.
No, I know what you're doing with it. You're putting a dildo on it.
Well, if anyone in this room's tried that, it's definitely you. So you may as well tell us now, have you tried that?
No, of course not. I don't have one. If I had a Makita two-piece hammer drill and impact driver kit that they want to send me or whatever.
Is that why today you asked me, how's your drill? What should I be buying? Because you want to start getting into the business of Naughty After Nine drilling.
No, not at all. I mean, you could put a hole saw and you know, drill holes in things. I don't know why you'd want to do that. But
well, you asked me to borrow it to make some holes, didn't you? Some big G-L-O-R.
Here's what I want to get into.
Yeah, glory hole.
You know what our boss said about getting too dirty, and you don't have to spell everything out. No, you can just refrain a little bit.
I was thinking Van Morrison's Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Here's what I want. 13353, homemade sex toys. Have you used a drill?
Impact driver.
Or have you used a... Remember that guy who gave us a call who said that he was using his sander and he made some wooden butt plugs?
Oh.
Except no, he varnished them.
There was also the guy who put two sanders together.
You go.
No, but the sander story was two guys putting two sanders together in a tent so they had that dual-sided rubbing.
That was also a story. But my story was about the guy that used a sander to make a butt plug, but he covered it in a varnish and stuck it inside him, and then he got sick. He had to go to the hospital. Don't varnish your wooden butt plug.
That's outrageous. I don't believe you.
13353, homemade sex toys. Have you made one? What have you done?
That's not what I'm doing. I'm making a homemade herb garden.
Sure, mate. 13353, give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M Naughty After Nine. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call on 13353 for Naughty After Nine. Of course, we do have a content warning on everything we do. I want to hear about your homemade sex toys, just like Nicholas gave us a call last time.
I used to, I still do it. I get an UGG boot and a rubber glove, and I put the rubber glove over the UGG boot, and you tie it up, and it's like the best vagina ever.
If you're making sex toys like Nicholas, 13353.
It's a safe space to share, to learn, and to gain knowledge, even.
And Ollie, a toilet roll doesn't really work very well, does it, mate?
No, it's too small for me. How? Boom.
So lame. 13353, give us a call with your homemade sex toys.
A pipe, I said.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
PVC pipe.
Pink Floyd, oh, I wish you were here. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, hanging out with you on this Tuesday night. Can't wait for Wacky Wednesday tomorrow. Ollie, just a lot of people commenting on the press conference that I held. I'm apologising for my comments on pugs.
Oh, you say you held it. I held the press conference because you refused to apologise. Yeah. I had to make you apologise. And so you now have.
Interesting comments, though, coming through on Facebook.
Don't repeat the negative ones.
Lee just said pugs are shit.
Don't. You're going to upset the pug lovers.
Dean said, I agree with you, Tom, which is weird. Natalie just said, shame, Tom, shame. I suppose you're saying shame because I apologise for my views.
Well, you should be ashamed, Tom, because you're offensive. But anyway, this hour is meant to be offensive, but in the sexy kind.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Ollie, you're not fooling everyone buying your two-piece drill kit from Makita. I know what you're doing, mate. You're trying to pass it off as a sex toy. You're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, you got me. Two piece, one for the front, one for the back.
Oh, I never said that.
One for me, one for you. We could do it together. What do you reckon?
I would never do any type of sexual act with you. I know I'm a homosexual, and therefore I'm supposed to find every dude attractive, am I right?
Well, hang on, you don't find me hot?
No.
Oh, what? Well, you find every dude hot.
13353, have you made a sex toy at home? You had a homemade sex toy. We just heard from Nicholas, who ties a rubber glove into an UGG boot and has sex with that. But Daniel, your girlfriend made her own sex toy.
Mate. I used to do fly in, fly out, which is for mine sites. Mm-hmm. And, you're away. I was away for about 3 weeks at a time. So I bought her a couple of toys to satisfy herself. Yeah. But after a bit, she bought me something to basically clone my member.
Oh, the clonal willy. Yeah.
Yeah, and we bought a vibrator to put inside it so that she can basically be with me when I'm not at home.
How did you go with the cloning process? Because, Daniel, I hate to say it, but I've actually tried to do this. Because there was a two-for-one deal and I was buying one for a mate.
Oh,
I had a go at it and I found it very difficult to stay erect during the process of cloning.
You're not lying, my friend. It's not hard. It's hard.
It is hard.
difficult to stay hard, you might say.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it? How did you go?
Honestly, once the stuff, touched the member, you might say, it started to go soft. Yeah. So the first time round, it did not work. We ended up with, someone half the size, you might say.
That's mine is like half the size and it looks like it's squashed up in the end because I think it kind of
Her friends would not be impressed if that's what it was for.
And you've got to keep saying, it's inaccurate, it's inaccurate.
It is.
Yeah, so what we ended up doing is we ended up going to the chemist to find a nasal spray, you might say. To continue to keep yourself hard in a situation of difficulty. That assisted in the cold process of the entire thing.
Daniel, wow. You're so matter of fact. I love it. Very good. And nice. And thank you very much for giving us a call.
Oh, thank you very much for listening to me, boys. You guys have a good night.
Hey, Dan, sorry, before you go, does your girlfriend particularly like the fact that it's yours? Is that a thing? Is it special?
Actually, for her, she says it is. Like she says that, the other toys that she's got, she plays around with them every now and again, but she always ends up with me, as she says, which is a massive confidence boost, especially when you're someone who's away from home for that long.
It's a very
boosting feeling.
And the fake Willy would just last for so long as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's funny. When you want a turkey slapper, mate, it's just that much easier.
Okay. You were so good up until that point.
Anyway, well, at least the toy maintained an erection.
133353. Have you made a homemade sex toy? Maybe it was out of something that you weren't really expecting.
Up next, Tom reveals all with what he did as a teen.
What?
You reveal all as to what you did.
Oh, okay, sure. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. Zombie. Bad Wolves. A cover there, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. New music, of course.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
All right, Tom, let's hear it. Before I said you're going to reveal all as to what you do, what you've made at home.
Yeah.
So, everyone's waiting to hear what you did. And there's no shame.
Well, before we get into that.
Call now.
Have you made a homemade sex toy?
Homemade sex toys.
Yep.
That's right, Tom.
What have you had sex with at home?
Mm-hmm.
You've done the toilet roll, haven't you, Ollie? And you said that I would reveal...
I didn't say that. I haven't done the toilet roll.
You've said it on the show before.
I might have just placed it on the member at some point, but I've never had any fun with it.
And what, you want me to reveal what I did as a teenager?
Yes.
All right. Well, before I get to that, Ollie...
Don't you play any before I get to that games. Just tell us what you did. I mean, I've set you up here. You hadn't planned on revealing anything here.
No.
But you are now going to reveal something for the audience in the absence of calls. If you want, I can start.
Okay, you go.
And if I share, you have to share.
Okay, definitely.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, no.
One time.
I will definitely share.
One time I used a empty tennis ball canister.
That's right, and you forgot.
I left it. You forgot. I left it on the couch for like an hour or two, and I was walking back to the TV or something, and I was like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, that's still there. Has someone seen that?" And obviously, there was something inside it. Not tennis balls, am I right? But what comes out of it? Anyway, what is yours, Tom?
Well, mine is
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Tom, last week we debuted our very first Naughty After 9 game.
Yes.
And I think we can all agree it was a massive hit.
Oh, it's fun.
It's super sexy, or should I say super saucy, and this is the opener here.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Basically on 133353.
Hang on.
If you're good at making mundane, everyday things sound sexy,
AKA
then this is the game for you.
Saucy.
Yes. But Tom, I like to describe this as a tango competition because it takes two to tango.
Mm.
And so on 133353, if you call up, I will try... with you to create average boring stuff sound sexy and saucy as hell. And then, Tom, you'll have a turn as well, and you'll compete.
I'm always better at this.
Well, you think you are. But I think last week I did a bad job.
You were jealous because I got the nurse last week and you got a tradie.
Well, I was annoyed and I prematurely did a bad job. But this week will be different. 133353, get involved with Make It Saucy and you might win a prize.
Oh, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, things don't seem Australian crawl. Tuesday night here on Triple M with the number one development show, Tom and Ollie. We have questions after 9 o'clock. I have to play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Some of your best work there, Tom. Well done. You gotta live. You've lifted. I can hear it. It's good.
Ollie, let's get right into it.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
In my mind, that guy's got a mustache. I don't know why. And he's making it sexy because mustaches aren't that sexy normally, but they can be.
I've got a mustache.
Yeah, you know what? You're making it sexy. Or should I say saucy, Tom? Because Make It Saucy is a bit of a game that involves turning the average, everyday boring stuff into the sultriest, sassiest, naughtiest stuff you can think of.
Anyone can get involved on 133353.
It's not fair because what you do is when you're talking, you turn your microphone way up and you get close to it. But me, it's just normal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You cheat. Anyway, we've got a couple of players on the phone and I'm spelling that P-L-A-Y-A like Spanish for beach.
Good.
Because it's a sexy place and it's a contest here, Tom. Who can have the sexiest interaction? And I believe we have a male and a female player for Make It Saucy. I think it makes sense for you and for me. If you have the male, Tom, you'd have Matt.
Okay. Let's get into it.
At the moment, I'm
Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hang on, Matt. Let Tom start you off, I think.
Yep. I'm going to play the saxophone,
that
Matt,
sexy
and then I'll say hello, okay?
Yeah, I lost it.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Matt.
How are you going?
Good, mate. What are you doing?
I'm getting my bun nice and saucy at McDonald's, getting my Big Mac nice and dripping with sauce.
Oh, are you still on hands-free, Matt? Is that why we can't hear you very well?
Bum, bow. Oh, that was the unsexiest thing I've ever seen. From a 0 to a 10, I give that a big flaccid, my friend.
How annoying, though.
Yeah, well...
Producer Bell's job to get them off hands-free. I mean, we need them clear, concise, on the phone, directly into the receiver.
You copped a dud there, Matt, and Tom, rather, with Matt, and I'm sorry. It's over to me then to... Look, it should be a Stephen Bradbury here. I should be able to coast through this.
Come on, jump on the phone, 133353. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can play Make It Saucy.
We can do round two.
Oh, absolutely.
But right now, for round one, I'm going to introduce... get that trumpet or sax going. Good evening, Alex.
Hi, how you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
You busy tonight?
Oh, just a little bit.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm in the car, actually.
You're in the car, are you?
Yeah.
Is that engine purring?
Mm-hmm. Like a kitty.
Like a kitty. Yeah, I bet. Are you going somewhere special?
I'm actually going home, actually.
Home to bed?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to join me?
Yes, I definitely... I mean, maybe. I don't know. Let me just play it coy for a bit longer. Should I join you?
Well, that's up to you.
Look, there's a place for me? I definitely want to, but my girlfriend's probably listening.
Hey, Alex. Sorry to butt in and make this a threesome, but... three of us here, I mean. Who's in the car with you?
My mom.
What?
Well, Alex, if she sounds anything like you, then she's invited.
I'll let her know.
I think I won that.
Oh, yeah, that's getting good.
I'm sweating over here. I'm getting texts saying, Ollie, turn it down. I'm my steering wheel's getting knocked out of the way. I'm going in the wrong direction because the things are happening downstairs.
133353. Can you turn the mundane into the sexy?
God, me and Alex just did that in front of her mum. That was hot.
133353. Make it saucy with us, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Distant sun, crowded house. Hey, it's your old mates Tom and Ollie hanging out. Number one development show on here on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
So I should say Triple M because I didn't really say that very well just then.
Triple M.
But Ollie, this is just too much fun to get right into.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
It's only version 2 of this game. We did it last week for the first time, so it's in its infancy, but already a classic.
It's infancy.
It's already a classic, Tom. It's already a staple, I think, and it's going to get more and more sexy and saucy as we go along. But we just had a real hoot of a time before. With I mean, Alex. You struggle with was it Mitchell? Or Matt? No, it's Matt.
Who cares what his name is?
And Matt struggled.
He was going through the drive through on speakerphones. We couldn't even hear what he was doing, but apparently he was getting a burger. It wasn't very sexy.
And I excelled. As I said, it's a tango. It's a two-person dance, and me and Alex excelled in some kind of sexy tete-a-tete.
If you want to make the mundane sexy, 133353. But yeah, you did just do it with Alex, who revealed that she was in the car with her mum, Ollie. Mm. Now, what I thought I should do here is actually put Alex's mum on the phone, and we'll just see whether Alex's mum
can match it with her daughter, maybe. Hang on, who's doing this, me or you?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Good evening, Leanne.
Good evening.
Oh, my God.
Are you still in the car, Leanne?
I'm still in the car, yeah. Oh, my
God. Who are you with?
I'm with my daughter.
No.
Oh, wow. No. Do you and your daughter go for a drive often?
Sometimes we go out.
What were you doing tonight?
We were at the pub for a while. Oh. You know, while the husband's away, sometimes you got to go out.
take the daughter out for a good time.
Someone's got to show her how to do it, hey?
Oh my gosh,
Leanne. what are you wearing?
Well, I'm in the car, but when I get home, probably not much.
Oh, God. I hope my girlfriend's not listening to this. She'll be jealous.
So what are you wearing?
Just a simple white t-shirt.
Oh, they look so good wet.
You're not wrong, Leanne. You're not bloody wrong. I don't know. I don't know who's sexier.
Well, definitely Leanne.
I mean, saucier.
Oh, wow. Leanne, Alex, thank you so much for being good sports.
No worries.
We're going to get you a couple of things and send them out to
you. Was that some kind of insane, I'm not being silly here, but a bonding experience in some weird way where you guys are now closer together?
Oh, God.
Actually, it's been a whole funny thing the whole way home with the radio and about, you know, listening to the sex toys and with my daughter in the car sitting beside me. And then she goes, "Can I ring?" I'm like, "Go for it."
You girls are great. You know, you've got it sorted out. You know, it's all about having fun.
Oh, it's too much fun. Thank you, girls. And we'll get you a couple of prizes as well to send out to you. Just the sexiest mother-daughter combo ever.
Oh, no. I know. I mean, if a certain magazine was still around, you'd be saying, guys, get in contact.
All right, you're getting too much here. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Naughty After Nine. We'll wrap things up after this.
Boink.
Orange Crush. Oh, there you go.
We can
do
two, guys.
Yeah, good.
Am I on air?
Yeah, you are on air. Yep.
So then we can do the two. The ladies would... No.
Two callers.
Two callers, yeah. Can do
Triple M's number one development show here with Tom and Ollie. That one was REM, Orange Crush. Or should I have said REM?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
No. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Is your intercom button not working?
Intercom? You dick. You big dick.
Oh, shut up, mate.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Look, we thought we clocked
this. Let me
just
speak to Belle on my intercom. Belle, we're going to do two calls here, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good work on the intercom. Let's do it, Tom. We're going to go for two more.
I was just about to say, Ollie, I thought we clocked Make It Saucy when we had Alex and her mum, Leanne, on the phone.
I thought we clocked it when you said intercom. But look, we're going to open it up because apparently these final two lads have some pretty saucy stuff, or at least they have a skill in making the mundane sound saucy.
Good evening, Mark.
Good evening. How are you?
What are you doing, Mark?
Oh, I've actually just got home an hour ago from the mines, and I got home and the missus has left her underpants on my pillow.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sort of wondering what to do. You know, I'm still dressed up in my trade gear from the mines and, yeah.
Filthy. You filthy?
Filthy. Yeah, full of grease and oil, yep.
This is just actually sexy because you're talking about underwear and pillows.
But you're actually doing the reverse because your voice isn't being sexy.
No.
But you're describing something that is sexy. So if you switch it up,
Mark. I lift it up. Are you serious? Come on, boy.
Yeah, but Mark, you've just told us something actually sexy. You've gotten home from work and your wife's underwear is on your pillow.
Yeah, but she's not home. So I've just come from greasing up shafts on the bloody excavator.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Look, the premise is you make the mundane, everyday things seem sexy, but good on you, Mark. Let's go to Bryce.
It'd be like, oh, I'm just writing a Word document on my computer about accounts.
Yeah, if you stumbled across an actual sexy thing in your life, it's not really going to apply to this this game.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into Bryce.
I feel like Bryce might be the same.
Really?
Well, I mean, Bell put these two guys together for a reason.
Really good.
Let's play it out.
What are you doing, Bryce?
Well, I've got some moulded plastic ringed with rubber in my hand.
Oh.
It's so big, I can't even fit one hand around its girth fully. And it's still wet from its last use.
Is that a used dildo?
Oh no. I plunge it into the warm wetness that's in front of me.
Okay.
Giving it a thorough rubbing.
Okay.
I slowly pull it out. It's glistening and dripping, and with a bit of white still at the base.
Whoa.
I reach for my towel, clean it all up, and now my coffee cup is clean for tomorrow.
He was washing his coffee cup. And was the plastic the mug, or you're washing it with a glove?
No, a bit of molded plastic with the travel mug. With the ring around it.
Of course,
it's not ceramic.
That was very sexy, Bryce.
So good.
And much more accurate, whereas Mark was just doing a sexy thing. So well done, Bryce. You've nailed it.
Yeah. Well done. Let's play Mambo Italiano.
Hey!
Mambo Italiano. What a fun show. And yes, pugs are stupid.
Hey, you've apologized on Facebook officially in a press conference. You had the guts to do that, and I applaud you. It's up on Facebook and Instagram, Tom and Ollie. Don't go back on your word now, being rude to pugs.
Ugh, they're just stupid dogs. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you tomorrow night. If you like the show and all that shit. This guy will say that, actually. See ya.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. @TomandOllie.